Hey, this is Tony Rice. You're listening to Verulam Sports, and I tell you what, it's getting to that time of year where we're all thinking about Christmas, and some wonderful people massively associated with the mighty St Albans City Football Club got, I think, quite a good idea if you're stuck for a few ideas. It really is awesome, the things that Phil Coates, Lee Wood and Bob Bridle have been doing, and to tell us all about it, they're all tucked into our lovely little warm studio this evening. Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening.
Hey, perfect stuff. So, yeah, just teased in a little bit there. It's, again, that Christmas time of year. Tell us a little bit about the sticker album that's been produced, the thought process behind it, how we can all get involved with it, really.
Well, we've worked together with a Young Saints initiative, which is really trying to get as many children as possible involved in local football, enjoying watching their local team. And this year we've taken it up a notch by introducing the sticker album. And it would be a great stocking filler, actually.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was thinking.
Young Saints membership. Yeah. Perfect stocking filler for a football enthusiast.
And just quickly on the Saints youth there that you brought in and you alluded to, a charity in their own right, over 1,000 members. I guess, you know, they must be excited to be involved with this. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on in 2018 and what they're going to look forward to in 2019.
Yeah, the St Albans City youth have actually been involved in sponsoring the what we're doing at the moment with the sticker album. They've also paid for their membership through the club, so we have 500 Young Saints already through St Albans City Youth, as well as all the ones that we've sold within the schools in St Albans, but there's still plenty more albums and plenty more stickers.
Hey, so no excuses, people. Get involved with this. Now, Lee, I think you are almost the design guru. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you got involved with this project.
Goodness me. Well, it's been sort of 4 years in the making, really. Bob and I sort of spoke about this when we first got promoted back into the Conference South, as it was then. As a football club, we always have to sort of forward think and try and engage that bit harder. Mm-hmm. And what a better way to sort of try and engage with all of the youth, and sort of try and do something a little bit different, really.
Absolutely. It's innovative. I really, really like it. And the thing is, as well, we've always said it here on Verulam Sports, an honour and a privilege to support the Saints. But you guys do wonderful things with the community. There isn't, unlike certain teams, maybe slightly higher up the echelon, that kind of disconnect between the people that follow and obviously put the money into the coffers and the players and everybody involved in the infrastructure of the club. Tell us just about how important that kind of community ethos is for the Saints.
I think community is massive for the Saints. St Albans City Football Club work very closely with schools and also with St Albans City Youth. And they've actually put coaches into schools to make sure that children are getting opportunities to play. We've got one of the best district football setups in the country. Every school, I think bar one, competes, girls football, boys football. So really high profile, and the same with clubs. I think St Albans City Youth is the biggest club nationally. Over, I think, 800 players in total, which is amazing, including disability teams, girls teams. And I think the club really promotes that community feel, wants to get everyone involved, and it's a great place to come. The matches have been brilliant this season. We've had lots of close games, lots of goals. I think 5-3-2 matches already.
I heard another thriller on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, we've had two good games recently, but particularly beating the league leaders on Tuesday was a massive game and has put us right up in the top end of the table now.
Hey, listen, I'm looking forward to drilling in with you guys just in a second. But Phil, wanted to invite you again, just coming back to that kind of community ethos element. I was honoured and privileged to be alongside you on the March for Men this year, and I know before that you've been a stalwart in the ride across to Amsterdam. I don't quite know how you do that, but again, it was the case, wasn't it, that of all the clubs supporting that ride to Amsterdam, right across the country, ranging from Premier League right down to Saints and beyond, the Saints were the most supported, the most involved, the most number of riders for that one this year.
That's right, we had 44 riders this year, which was more than any other club, as you say, even Premiership clubs. We're starting people registering for next year's ride now. We've already got 8 riders for June next year, so plenty of time to go. We aim probably to have at least the same amount of riders, around about 40 riders, and I think everybody's looking forward to it. And
do you think potentially might
time to train?
Do you think you might get another ring at Allah, Mr. Smith in again, perhaps?
I hope so. Yes. Yeah. We'll hopefully twist his arm into doing it. It doesn't take much twisting, but
Lives in our neck of the woods, in all fairness.
Yes,
so yeah, absolutely.
Great. He's really enjoyed the ride with us. So. It'll be a third time, hat trick of times, so if he does it.
Hey, coming back to the sticker book then, gentlemen. Obviously, you mentioned, I think 250 sold already, which is tremendous. Can you tell us about how we can get it, where we can learn more? Again, I'm excited to maybe sort something out for the old Christmas stocking myself.
Well, come to a game. The club shop, you can buy a sticker album there. £5 membership for a season is fantastic value. For that membership, children will get into 6 matches free of charge, and the accompanying adult gets in for £10 as opposed to £15, so you can make massive savings if you just come to a handful of games. And as I say, the games so far this season have largely been highly entertaining. On top of that, children get team posters, opportunities to win signed football, signed St Albans shirt, maybe be mascot for one of the games. And we're also producing e-newsletters. The first one went out a couple of weeks ago, thanks to Phil here, and Lee again produces wonderful player profiles of a really professional quality, and I know the feedback from children already has been fantastic. They feel a real part of it, getting involved.
Again, just on the awesome kind of work there that you're doing, coming back to the sticker book thing, Lee, I love the fact that as well as kind of the modern era players, which obviously we all know and love, you've got a lovely classic section in there. And I tell you what, my goodness me, Billy Minter knew how to find a way to the score of goals, didn't he? Blimey, I think, was it 3-5-6 goals in 3-6-2 appearances? Not bad a ratio.
Not too bad, yeah, not shoddy at all.
So, yeah, just once again, so no excuses, really. Come on down to Clarence Park, support the Saints, of course, and you can obviously get the sticker book accordingly. Whilst I've got you here, gentlemen, want to talk about the season generally. Again, two great results. But it's been peculiar for me because, again, there were, I think it was 4 straight wins and a manager of the month in September, and that manager of the month curse hit, didn't it? I mean, we talk about it with tongue-in-cheek and a bit of a laugh and a giggle, but there is something behind this manager of the month curse, isn't there? Certainly for the Saints this year.
Yeah, there seems to have been almost directly after that award. Our results went down, but we picked up now, and hopefully we'll continue to do so.
And of course, we'll follow the Saints all season here on Verum Sports. Make sure you're listening on Saturday if you can't get down to Clarence Park, 92.6 FM. But before I let you go, gentlemen, thank you ever so much for your time tonight. Just want to invite you all for one final statement, thoughts, or just, a call to arms, if you would. Just a snapshot from one of you all.
Well, let's say, come down. If you're not already a young Saint, come down. It's great value. It's the most friendly club you can imagine. Next game's 10th of November, home to Chippenham. And at the moment, the Saints are firing on all cylinders. So come down, you certainly won't regret it.
Absolutely. Go on.
And could we say a big thank you as well, actually, to our outgoing club secretary, Tom Norman.
He's done
a fantastic job over the last 5 years. I'm sure all of us would like to say how much we appreciate what he's done for St Albans. And our loss is Stevenage's gain, I think.
Hear, hear, again, a club stalwart, but yeah. I'm sure he will. Somebody will step into those big shoes. And Lee, your final thoughts?
I just wanted to sort of say, really, that a club of our size, we are more than just a Saturday at a 3 o'clock kind of club, and we really need the whole community to sort of delve in, get behind us, and make sure that we are a united city.
Absolutely. Love that mantra. Love that thought. And I really appreciate your time. The Saints, I think, will keep marching on. Again, you can listen every Saturday, 92.6 FM. If you can't get down to Clarence Park, but seriously do, you're in for a treat. And again, a really wonderful family-orientated atmosphere. And hey, it's Christmas on the cards. Get in there with a sticker book. You will not regret it. Thanks ever so much again for your time, gentlemen. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.